Okay, today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Aleph, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Klach Eitzel Yafos, which comes up here in the middle of Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara is talking about whether one could do Bittel Rishus on Shabbos, right? That is the discussion that comes up. The Gemara quotes Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Me'emas Einosim Rishus, Beis Shammai Omer Mi Bod Yom, Beis Hillel Omer Mi Shetach Shach. Even after it gets dark, even on Shabbos, Beis Hillel says that one can be Mevatel their Rishus on Shabbos. Omer Ulam Haitamei de Beis Hillel. What's the reason? Why does Beis Hillel allow Bittel Rishus on Shabbos? Isn't it kind of a transaction type of a switch? Why would that be allowed? So says the Gemara, Nase Ka'omer, make it as if it says, he said, Klach Eitzel Yafos, why didn't you go to the good ones? Klach Eitzel Yafos, what is that referring to? So that's the Gemara in Bav Metzian Daf Chav Beis. That's in the Sugya of Yeh Shalom Midas, if you remember. But the Gemara there is trying to prove, Machlokas Abayan Rava, what you say about a later Yeush, will it have an effect on the earlier Mitzia. So the Gemara there brings up the sugya of Klach Eitzel Yafos. Says the Gemara, Hari Shabbat, Balavai Yisu Matzo. What happens? Somebody is going down to their friend's field, and he takes off Hafrash's Truma without getting permission. Vitarim Shalo Birshus. So what's the halacha? Is it a good Hafrash if you're Mafrish without somebody's Das? So it depends what the reaction of the Balabayas is when you come back, when he finds out that you were Mafrish from him. So if he says, why didn't you go to the good ones? Klach Eitzel Yafos, Rashi. Why don't you give the better ones to the Kohen? So then you check, are there better ones? Im nimsu yafos mehen, if you find better ones, then you do not assume that he was sarcastic. You assume that he was serious, and therefore, chumas or truma. Then you assume that that's a gilui das, that your hafrasha was appropriate, and he was happy about it, and therefore, it stays a hafrasha. V'im lav, and if he doesn't have any yafos, so then you assume he was just saying it sarcastically. Oh, why don't you give him my best stuff? He doesn't have any best stuff, so you assume he's not happy about it, and therefore, ain't truma so truma. So then, his truma is not a truma. So what do you see from there? The Gemara brought it up there, that a later gilui can be megala for an earlier. So too, the Gemara asked by Yeh Shalom Midas, even though you found it before he realized that it was lost, but since you know that when he realizes that it was lost, he's going to have Yeush, so that should be good enough. A future reaction should be good enough to put the roots into the past. So that's the Gemara's Diyavachin. Nimsu Yafos Me'en Truma So Truma. Amai Bin Tataram Halo Avi Yada. Right when he was Torim, the Balavais didn't know. So it must be Yeh Shalom Midas Have Yeush. That's the Gemara there. So the Gemara brings up here, so too, Klach Eitzel Yafos, that when a person is Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, it's like a case of Klach Eitzel Yafos. How exactly does that work? Right, we know there are many dinim that go take a rutzon and go backwards. We just mentioned Yeh Shalom Midas, but there are other dinim as well. Well, we mentioned the three that are often put together are Asmachta, Tanai, and Brera. Asmachta, where I commit to today doing something based on a future event that didn't happen yet. So the question is, when that event happens, so then my original hischaivus is going to kick in. That's Asmachta, right? Tanai is making a condition, right? When the condition is fulfilled, so then Memela, again, I'm going to be Mechuyah for what I did, what I said originally, and of course, Brera, which came up earlier, in this Masechta, in a major way, it comes up actually on today's daf. On Amud Beis, we suggest that that's the Machlokas Tanoim, between the Rabbana and the Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. Again, that's this issue of Brera, when something is clarified in the future, can we say that the roots of that clarification were already seen in the past? So the question is exactly how does it work here? By Klach Eitzel Yafos, what is the case of Hafrash's Truma and a Nichusa, then and say that that's a good for allow his afresha earlier, what does that have to do with Bittel Rishus? Right, when you're Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos in order to be able to allow yourself to carry. So Rashi says, Klach Eitzel Yafos. Gabi Torim es shel chaveiro, shalom idas, Tanya, ba balabaisu matzo shu Torim, ba omar lo klach eitzel yafos, he quotes the Gemara, emish lo yafos man shu baso truma. Here we go. De goli adaite, because through that klach eitzel yafos he has revealed in his mind, deni chale, that he's happy about it. Vi amrinan, and we say, keman de shav yishliach meikar adami. It's ke'ilu, he made a shliach. It's ki'ilu he made a shliach for the hafrasha. Once he says, I'm very, he's megala das, that he's happy of what happened, so we could say that, it's as if he made a shliach. Hachanami. So here too, kivan debatil hashta, since he was mevatil now on Shabbos, really, being mevatil on Shabbos is not something that we should follow. But because here he shows that he's happy about what was, since he's mevatil hashta, goli daiti to meikara bishar yusa nichale. Really, he wants everybody to be able to carry in this area. And the fact that he's mevatel now shows that even originally, he would have wanted everybody to be able to carry. Elisha shachach v'lo irev. But he forgot, he didn't take part in the Erev. V'lo havi le'lach nuyesh rishuzah b'Shabbos. This is not considered being makna rishuz on Shabbos, because the gilui now, we can put back into the past as if it happened earlier. That's the Rashi. It's ki'ilu, he was mevatel, ki'ilu, he made the shliach beforehand. And one might say it's ki'ilu, he even was bevata beforehand, right? Because that's what it's saying. He was Magai, he wanted the shiryusa, he wanted the heter to go kick in earlier. Good. The Ritva has a little different shot. The Ritva doesn't say it's ki'ilu, he was mevatel earlier, but ki'ilu, he made shlichus in the Erev. Says the Ritva here, to go pirish, to go lidaiti, to nichale b'may David, ulafichach shumaso truma, hachanami, kivan shebitel lahem rishuso, galidaite denichale be'erev sha'asu. He was megaladas that he's happy with the erev that they made. Uki'ilu asa'o b'shlichuso dami. Ki'ilu, it was made with his shlichus. Rashi didn't say this. Rashi said, it's ki'ilu, he showed his heter, rutzon, his desire for heter beforehand, and therefore you might see he was mevatel rishus beforehand. Here it's ki'ilu he made a shliach for the erev. L'gabeha shalo yeser aleihem. V'yaf al pifayim. That's the Ritva. So two different ways of understanding the klachetz liyafot specifically here. The mashmaus of Rashi though is that in the truma case there was no actual shliach made. Right, what is Rashi's law shown here? Right, keman, just like over there, we say keman deshav yeshliach meikara dami. It's as if he made a shliach. It's as if he made a shliach. Tosfos says, one second, if you look in the Gemara there, the ukimta, the maskana, is that he actually made a shliach. Not that he, ki'ilu, he made a shliach. The Gemara there trying to bring a raya from this case of kalachet l'yafos to yesh l'bidah savah yesh. What does the Gemara answer there? Tirgama rava libadabaya deshav yeshliach. He made a shliach there. So, what are you talking about? What does Rashi give the mashmaus that as ki'ilu he made a shliach? He did make a shliach there, and he did not make a shliach here. And the Gemara there says, Hakanei Mestavra. There it makes sense that he made a shliach, because if he didn't make him a shliach, how could the truma be a truma? You need a shlichus by truma. Miyavi chumas or truma va'atem gam atem. Amar achman al rabo shluchachem. Ma'atem l'daitachem, av shluchachem l'daitachem. El hakam ha'eskinen go deshav yishliach. He made a shliach there. So what's the chiddush over there? Va'amar lei zil trom v'lo amar li trom mehani. He said, take hafrash over me. He didn't specify from which fruit he wanted him to be mafresh. And the stomach debalabais, kitermi benus hutarim. And the stomach, we could assume that he would want him to give from average fruit. And he gave from great fruit. Vazali vatarmi yafos. And the balabais says, why don't you even take from the better fruit? So that's the gemar. But that's Tosfos as kasha. That's the Ritva's kasha on Rashi here. How is it that Rashi could give the idea that ki'ilu, he made a shliach, he did actually make a shliach. And he didn't actually make a shliach here, so if he didn't make a shliach, so what is the comparison? So, three ideas. First, Tosfos himself says, answers the top Tosfos here. V'ein lahakshos lepirusho, v'ha demuki labration lemetzias, kegon deshav yishliach, denihi deshav yishliach litrom, lo shav yishliach litrom. And ayafos, as we just explained, he made a general shliach. But he didn't make a shliach to actually do the hafrasha from these. So, and Tosfos seems to be reading that into Rashi. That maybe that's what Rashi means. Ki'ilu he made a shliach. Ki'ilu he made a shliach for the specifics. Right? That's what he sounds like. He's like reading into Rashi. He goes, again, Rashi can't argue on the Gemara. Right? So therefore, that's what it must be. That's what he's saying for Rashi. Look in the Ritva. The Ritva here has a different shot. He says, no. Even though klachetzol yafos, the principle, again, what's the principle of klachetzol yafos? Using a expression of nichusa, of satisfaction now, in order to put into the past. Again, so it's similar to Brei Ras Machta tonight. So you're using this now in order to put into the past. So even though it says in the Gemara there in Bamitzia that you have to actually make a shliach, that's only over there where he's talking about a din daraisa of a freshest truma. But hachal agave erev chatzeros derabanan dailanu begili daita dahashta. Says the Ritva, fundamentally, you're right. Over there he made a shliach, but here he didn't have to make a shliach. Right. Again, it doesn't sound that way from Rashi, because Rashi's explaining first the Gemara in Mamatziah. At first he says there, V'yamrinan, and we said there, Kiman deshavi shliach meikar adami. It's ki'ilu, he made a shliach. Originally, he didn't make a shliach. According to the Ritva, he's saying he did make a shliach there, but he didn't have to make a shliach here. So it's a little tricky, unless the Ritva is saying that Rashi is only saying that in this context to make it more comparable to our case. But that is the Ritva. So you have Tosfos, who says what Rashi really means is that he didn't make a shliach for specifics. The Ritva says he made a shliach there, but he didn't have to make a shliach here. And then we have the Ksos. Then we have the Ksos. The Ksos in our Gemara comes up on our Gemara, using our Gemara, comes up with a Chiddush Gadol. The Ksos in Siman Reish Samach Beis, Sif Aleph, he thinks that we don't paskin like the Gemara here in Bamitzia. Machlokas Hasugyas. Which Sugya? He quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara Kiddushin on Dav Nun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara has the following story. The Gemara says, Hahu Arisa de Kodesh Bemuza de, I'm sorry, there are a few cases. Here it is. Hahu Sarse. There was a brewer, the Kodesh Bepruma de Shechra, that used the peels of the and the dregs of the beer in order to get married with. Rashi, Osa Shechar Mitmarim Shal Balabayis, Lamachzeschar. Somebody is working for the Balabayis and he's making beer. And he uses Lach Shosmeinu Mashke, he uses the dregs to Asamari de Shechra. So he used it without, he's working for the Balabayis. He's getting a certain percentage, but he was Makadish without asking him. So Asamari de Shechra, Ashkeches, the owner of the beer comes, finds him afterwards, sees what happens. Amalei. He says, "Abay lo tesa mehay harifa. Why didn't you give from this?" And what is rahay harifa? It means a better substance. Yesh shehu tov mechavero. Rashi says, "Shlo nasu bo mayim pamim harbe v'yesh lo lachluchis laseis otam b'mayim acherim." Okay, why didn't you give from my harifa? So it's the same kind of idea. He got married, and the balabai says, "Why didn't you give this?" So asla kami de Rava. So Rava says, "Lo amru klachid zol yavos elinian truma bilvad." No, you can't use this type of principle. Klachid zol yavos only works by truma. Why does it work by truma? Because truma, Rashi explains, that's what you do with produce in order to eat it. That's what's naturally used. Not like beer dregs aren't used for marriage. That's not something common that you could foresee. But here, it's easily to forecast. Name of the gully that the Chalei Rashi says there, Elinian Shuma Bavacha, Dahal Litrom Hi Omdos. It's Omed Litrom. And then he quotes the Gemara of Klach Eitzel Yafos. He quotes the whole Gemara of, and therefore it's not comparable. But what do you see from there? The Kso says that Gemara there is quoted, and there's no Kimta at the end of Shlichus. There's no Kimta. It just quotes the Gemara of Klach Eitzel Yafos and says it's not comparable because Truma is Omed Lazeh while marriage is not. But again, then you don't see any ukimta there. The Kivan says the Ksos, after quoting this, he quotes the Sugi, he says, Mashma, the Afil Baki Agarva Shaliket Shalob Rishus, Ki Asa Balabai Zorah Klach Hetzel Yafos Vagali Dai Titinicha Leavagad Meikar Lo Yad Mahani. And he says, Umemela Idchi Hach Sugi Adresh Parakel Metzias. He thinks it's a machlokas asugis between Kiddushin and Bar Mitzia, and he thinks we paskin like Kiddushin, and therefore there is no requirement for Shliach. There's no Shliach mentioned in that Gemara. And he says that's how he thinks the Rambam reads the Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, when he quotes the Sugi of Klach Eitzel Yafos in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, Osa Adam Shliach Lafish Lo Trumos Amaisus. A person can make a Shliach for Hafrasha. Shenemar Kin Terimu Gamatem. Lerabos is a Shliach. Veinosin Shliach Goy. Good. Chamisha lo yitromu, that's the first mission in Trumas. You can't, five people can't be Tarim, and if they did, ain't Shavas a Truma, you can't make these people Shliach. Chereshota Katan, Nachri, and Tarim Eshinu Shalosh Lobershus Bailam. But, Hatorim Shalobershus, here it is. If somebody's Tarim Shalobershus, Oshe Yara, Latok Sada Chadero, Velika Perish Shalobershus, Kedijiyeche Metaram, Im Ba Balabais Viamalo Klachet Sol Yafos, if the Balabais comes and says, go on and you bring the better ones, Im Hayusham Yafos, Vimashe Tarim Chumasa Truma, Shaharei, Eno Makpid. Because after all, you see, he wasn't Makpid. He comes and says, why don't you give the better ones? Vim lo hayusham yafos mimashet taram, ain't trumas or truma. And if not, then you assume he was sarcastic. Shlo amalo elo derech michui. Vim ba balavais velikid. And if the balavais himself was malakid and it was mosif, bein yishlo yafos mi abeshein lo trumas or truma. Period. No shliach mentioned. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask the Radvaz, where's the shliach? So what does he say? The exact same thing as the Ksos. says the Kesa Mishnah. V'yavagadu b'perek elu mitzias. Ukmua b'tashav yishliach. Lo chashle l'rabbeinu. Mishuv d'b'perek ha'ish mekadesh. Gav Yehuda mekadesh b'pruzma d'shichra. He quotes the Gemara. Mashma d'b'lo shav yishliachi. Sounds like without a shliach. And that's exactly what the Radvaz says too. Aval, good. So the question is, so why though is it allowed then? Why would it be allowed for this even without a shliach? So says the Kesa Mishnah, says the Radvaz, says the Ksos, Letzarech Mitzvah. Letzarech Mitzvah, one could rely on a later Nichusa. V'o davi Mitzvah, Begilu Das Lamafreya, Sagi. Because you could assume all Jews like to do mitzvos, and if he comes later on and expresses that he was happy about the mitzvah, so then it is okay. That's what the Ravaz also says, Kiva David Var Shal Mitzvah, Vachazin Hashad the Nichalei, Aminid Mekaranami Nichalei, Kenir Liliashev Divrei Rabbeinu. That is the Ravaz and the Ketzer Mishnah, and that's what the Ksos says. And that's why here too, he says, what does Rashi mean here that I of Armina and Kamanda Shavi Shliach Meikaradami? So he quotes Rashi according to this. If you read this into Rashi, which the Ksos does, he quotes that Gemara Bamitzia, but he's alluding to the fact that we don't pass on like the Maskana of that Gemara. That's how the Ksos reads it. And then the Ksos quotes to prove this. Vatam Yishud the Mitzvah Shaini. Back to the Ksos. Reish Samach Beis. Mitzvah Shaini. Debahani Afilu Lo Yada Meikara. Umishim de Mistama Nichale Meikara Mistama. And then he quotes for what Rai is. Number one, he quotes our Gemara here. He quotes the Gemara in Erbenayin Aleph and Rashi. Umivur. Teklachi Tel Yafos Bahani Afilu Bishloshav Yishliach. Yalkarka Mishim de Vichusa de Mitzvah Shaini. And he also quotes this from the Nemuki Yosef in Baba Basra. Mem Dalad Amabez in the Dafi Arif. But the Nemuki Yosef says a person is allowed to take a chefsa shal mitzvah of their friend. Motor likach esrog shal chavero. Oleshe besukas chavero. Shalomi daito. Mishum denichale leinish levevid mitzvah. B'mamone. A person is happy to have mitzvahs done with their chefsas, with their assets. V'yavagav dashtem yelo yada. Even though he doesn't know at the time, that is allowed. And then he adds, they quote Sahagos Mordechai. Hechi motor litol esrog chavero built to yediye. Al karcha mishum denichus of the mitzvah shiny. Tlomina and yediye. Ukamosha kasav. As was written. And then he quotes an added chiddush. He says, maybe you'd apply this to bitul chametz. Bitul chametz. Says the Sos, ubitshubis kasafti bazeh, be'echad sheshachach machbas ones levatel chemso. Somebody who forgot to be mevatel his chametz, be'erev Pesach kodem shesh. Erev Pesach before the sixth hour. V'achar sheish nizkar ubitel chemso. He was mevatel it after the time already became aser. Ve'he'elesi demutr banachar Pesach. I said that's not Chametz Shabbat over Pesach. It's Mutter Kiva Tekvar Helu Achronim. Lahadr Kol Shabitel Afilu Belo Mechira. Kiva Da'achshav Kvar Nogu Kule Alma Benusla Kol Chamira. Lo Chayshinan Laharama Shabivad Yasser Kaseh there Azeh. Elo Debenidon Zeh Gam Bitel Lo Hayalo Bismano. Here he wasn't Mevatel. Usually we allow Bitel even if he doesn't sell it, as the Kso said. But here he was Mevatel after the time. The Kasafti, and I know, how do we know? Our Gemara. Our Gemara, where he expressed bitul reshus, and what does Rashi say? Skilu did it beforehand. So too bitul chametz. V'kfas afti, bebitul mishach hashiach adavali kemo klachetz lo yafos. V'yamrina mistama nichale meikara ela sheshachach lo yada. Im kein hu adin bazeh shenizkar achar sheish ubitul amrina meikara nichale ela sheshachach lo yada. Aye, what about the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayin, which says after the time for Yisura, Lo Matzi Mevatele, right? He's in the Beis Medrash, only had to have done it beforehand. Says the Ksos, again a Chiddush Gadol, that Gemara in Pesachim is holding like the Gemara in Bamitzia, and we already said that the Gemara in Kiddushin is the one that we paskin like. It's a Machlokas Asugyas, the Eshalomer Dach Sugya Nami Itchem Yach Sugya De Irvin. So reject the Gemara in Pesachim, reject the Gemara in Bamitzia before, because the Gemara in Irvin, according to Rashi, and the Gemara in Kiddushin hold otherwise. That is a huge chiddush, because the Gemara never links these two and says there's a machlokas. V'yim kain, hada achas bani yisur, lomazi mevatel lehenna, but the other maker of lo bita, ava shachach, v'lo yada, havali kmo hachta erivin, to bita b'mishach hashecha. That's what he paskins, but he ends up by saying, amnam chalil lohakal bazeh. I wouldn't just rely on this, kivan de medivri aposkin, ba'arachayim lo mashmachin. I didn't see anybody who says this, but I wrote this as a sniff, as a tzad laheter. If you could add it on. Many Achronim argue on this. Some say, here in the footnotes, in the Milui Choshen, he says maybe the Ksos only works if you say Bitul Chametz is about Nichusa. Right? So then you could say, you could give Nichusa, you could take it back Nichusa, but if you say it's about Hefker, like Tosfos says, Msachem Dav Dalad, so then for sure, you can't do a hefker, you know, later on and say I'm afker now, it's kilo, I was afker beforehand. That wouldn't work. Number one. Number two, the nesivis is charif against the ksos. The nesivis says, I don't know how the ksos could say such a thing. It's against the Gemara, it's against everything. We know generally a person doesn't want the chametz, and yet what did the Gemara say? Asana kasav gilu b'rishuso, the din of Rabbi Yishmael. It's not in Yerushas, so we make a kilu, it's in Yerushas to violate Bal Rabbi Yimotze. So you have to have done it beforehand. Nobody wants to be kone in Isser. And without, you know, regular rules, it wouldn't be in Isra Shus, but Rak Rachmana Ukme Bakarcha Bershusei. So therefore, so what? That you expressed Nichus that you wouldn't want it in Isra Shus. If it's in Isra Shus, it's in Isra Shus. Or others say, the Ber Yitzchak says also, by the Ksos, by our case, by Bittul Rishus, there was an earlier Maisa that you're connecting to. There was an Erev that was done. There was a Hafrasha, there was a general appointment of shlichus that was done according to that Gemara, but here there was nothing done. There was nothing done beforehand by bittul chametz. Therefore, again, the ksos is a chiddush gadol to say that. But again, this is the sugya of klach etzel yafos.